Time for Fit Life Radio. I'm Jimmy Page. So a few weeks ago, I posted a sign called the Three No's on our refrigerator door. It has two huge letters, N-O, at the top, followed by the following three words: complaining, criticizing, and excuses. That's right, no complaining, no criticizing, and no excuses. So today we're going to tackle the second no, no criticizing. In Matthew 7, Jesus brings up the issue of judging others. He asks us why we look at the speck in a brother's eye when we have a plank of wood in our own eye. He goes on to tell us to deal with our own issues first, and that this will make us much more useful in helping others. I found that it's easy to be critical of or hard on others, especially those that we're supposed to love the most, like our own family. I've also found that I often judge others based on what they do, and I judge myself based on my intentions. So the root of criticism is really comparison. Sometimes we tear others down to make ourselves feel better. So how can you create an environment of praise rather than criticism? Number one, praise first. Start each day by saying something praiseworthy to those you love. And number two, give rewards and make it fun. Find a tangible way to reward good, encouraging words. Giving praise always brings more joy to life. Live a fit life. Come on, you can do this. This Fit Life Radio segment is brought to you by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. For more information, visit the website fcahealthandfitness.org.